This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister congratulates Alia Atkinson, reduced oil prices to benefit economy, and Consumer Affairs Commission secures over 32 million for aggrieved customers. The news in detail after this message.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. If you're giving a gift or treating yourself, buy energy-efficient appliances and save on energy bills. Look for Energy Star certified products which use less energy and can save you money. Also, large or oversized electronics can increase your electricity bill, so get the product that best suits your needs and budget. Buy energy-efficient electronics and save this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has congratulated Jamaican swimmer Alia Atkinson on her recent accomplishment at the 12th FINA World Swimming Championships in Doha, Qatar. At the meet on December 6, Atkinson equaled the world record for the 100-meter breaststroke, becoming the first woman of African descent to hold the world record in any swimming event in 40 years. In a congratulatory message Thursday, Prime Minister Simpson Miller noted that she was in Cuba for the 5th CARICOM summit when news of the achievement came. She says heads of government from across the region celebrated with Jamaica.
Alia, the entire nation of Jamaica is proud of you. Women across the world are beaming with pride. People around the globe hail you as an inspiration. Your country salutes you. I am very proud of you. You are a shining example of what is good and great about Jamaica. You are a sterling ambassador of Brand Jamaica. You remind us all that talent, hard work, and dedication always pay off.
Mrs. Simpson Miller says the government and people of Jamaica have always believed in Atkinson's immense talent and pledged continued support. She's also commending the Sports Development Foundation and private sector entities for their support of the athlete. The continued fall in oil prices on the world market will result in benefits for the Jamaican economy. That's the word from co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Biles. He says the reduction will positively affect the country's current account deficit, which is based on the amount of goods, services, and capital imported into the country. As a condition of the International Monetary Fund IMF program, Jamaica must achieve a current account deficit of 5 to 5.5%. Mr. Biles says as of March 2014, the country's current account deficit stood at 8.3%, and the steady decrease in oil prices should spur a significant reduction by the end of the current fiscal year.
We were expected to end up at about 6.5 or so at the end of this fiscal year. Looks like if oil continues to behave in this way, we will end up below 6%, which is excellent.
Since July, global oil prices have fallen by approximately 40%, and this is projected to continue until the middle of 2015. The Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, is reporting that it has secured in excess of $32.5 million on behalf of aggrieved consumers since the start of the 2014-2015 financial year. Chief Executive Officer of the CAC, Dulcie Allen, says the commission also settled 919 of the 1,138 complaints received, which represents a resolution rate of 81%.
The most popular type of complaint that we have received is really from the category dealing with electrical appliances and furniture. And 34% of the complaints we received were in that category. Motor vehicles and parts was the next section. That represents 14% of the complaints we have received. And the next one is utilities, which is 9% of the complaints that we have received.
Mrs. Allen was speaking at a JIS think tank session. And the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, JCPD, is seeking to facilitate greater access to information and communication technology, ICT, for members of the disabled community. Executive Director of the JCPD, Christine Hendricks, says a recently concluded United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization conference provided an opportunity to see how Jamaica can give members of the disabled community access to technology.
We have always known that there are these various kinds of technology out there, but for some of us working in the sector and for persons with disabilities themselves, sometimes we do not know exactly what and how it works. And so this was an opportunity to see exactly what is available and to see what can we do to give them an opportunity to access them.
Mrs. Hendricks says the council has been supporting its members through the provision of assistive devices that have made integration easier. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.